Hello and welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Luke 12:27 states, "Look at how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these." Our mission here is to share stories from men and women that can help you learn how to stop laboring or striving after what you want to accomplish, but rather to trust in your heavenly Creator to guide you in your everyday life. If He has a plan for you, He will make a way. All He wants is our daily yes to Him and for us to stop worrying about what tomorrow will bring. If we can do that, then we, as children made in His image, can be dressed in even grander splendor than the beautiful wildflowers of the field. I'm your host, Lydia Summer, and I'm so glad you're here today. We are back from our short break, and I am so excited about the conversations to come that we get to share with you. As always, I want to remind y'all to make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you wouldn't mind, please rate and review Dress in Splendor wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to be able to share more episodes like these where we highlight some incredible people so others can find encouragement through their testimonies. Today, we have my friend Megan Wood, founder of Lily Jade, on the show. For those of you who are unfamiliar with this company, Lily Jade was created to bring beauty and functionality to diaper bags. Megan and I chat more about her company, how God called her to this mission, how even her two kids have gotten involved, and how she uses her business as a means to share God's love to nations around the world. For those who have big dreams but are unsure where to start, we think you will really find Megan's testimony to help guide you into being bold to follow God's calling on your life. Welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Let's get started. Megan, I am so thrilled that you are on the show with me today. I know it's taken us a while to kind of get connected, but I think it timing-wise, it all works out for the best. And so I just want to introduce everyone to you. And Megan, I would love for if you could just share a little bit about yourself for our audience.
So my name is Megan Wood. I am a mother of two girls. Caroline and Madeline, 18 and almost 18 and 14, which is crazy to say. Been married to my college sweetheart for 23 years. Been together with him though for almost 26 or 27 ish. And so we live in San Antonio, Texas. We own a brand together called Lily Jade. It is a diaper bag and handbag company. That's just a little bit about us.
It's when you said, I honestly didn't think that Caroline was that age already. Having known her since she was in middle school, it seems hard to believe. And I can't even imagine as a parent of like seeing your children grow up before your eyes. It's so crazy. But I'm glad that I'd love to talk about your kids and Lily Jade in a second, but as you mentioned, you're the founder of Lily Jade, and I'd love to just be able to talk about what that is and if you could share first about like the inspiration behind starting this company and how you began this journey, and also what Lily Jade even is. So I could talk about it, but I know that you could probably do a better job explaining it.
Yeah. So, okay. And we'll start with what's in a name, right? Lily and Jade. You know, women, we are soft like a lily and we are strong like Jade. And the name came from my niece, Lily, who I'm very close with, her mama and her family. And when she entered the world, it changed our world because we love them so. And then jade is one of the strongest stones in the world. And both of my sisters were adopted. My middle sister was adopted from the Philippines. And my mom wore very gorgeous, eccentric at the time in the 80s and 90s jade jewelry. Mm-hmm. And she taught at my small Christian school. And my friends, I was probably 12 years old or so, began to comment on my mom's just different, in quotes. jewelry and was like, why does your mom wear this stuff? And it was jade carvings and all kinds of just unique Asian style jewelry and beautiful jewelry. And but so I asked my mom one day, and I remember vividly a conversation with her in the car, and she was like, Megan, these are my diamonds. You know, I lived in the Philippines with your daddy and your sisters, but we adopted Lori from the Philippines, and she is such a treasure. These are my diamonds, my treasures, and jade is such a strong stone. And it was so impressed on my heart then, it never left, of like, wow, okay, so I always associated motherhood and jade and strength and kind of wisdom. So Lily Jade, the lily, the soft, and the jade, we are strong. As far as handbags, it's kind of a wild journey. Saying yes to Jesus, and, you know, 20 something years ago when Landon and I were dating, just saying, Lord, we long to see your glory fulfilled in our lives and to reach the nations of the earth. And we had no idea that it would take us literally all over the world. Mm. Just different entrepreneurial journeys, but this one in particular has definitely had the most lasting effect on our lives so far, and has incorporated our children as well. So my oldest will be 18 in December. And when I found out that I was pregnant, there were no diaper bags on the market that were anything that I would be proud to carry. I had been an outside sales career before that. And so I really enjoyed a nice accessory, a nice handbag. And, you know, 18 years ago, they were uncomfortable. They were stiff. They were rigid. If they did not look like, a quilted fabric style bag, or they just didn't have the functionality at all. So I would tease back then and say, one day I'm going to create a phenomenal diaper bag. And it wasn't until probably, 11 years ago. So 7 years later that I actually was able to, or 6 years later that I was really actually able to launch and create a diaper bag that I could be very proud of and carry, and just even a tote style bag. But I have no design experience. I can't cut straight. I can't sketch. I can't any of that. So it was such a miraculous kind of process, actually. So
yeah, I was actually going to ask if you had any experience in that area of actually creating something or designing a bag. And I feel like what has been common with many people that I have conversations with who start something new, a lot of times God calls people who are very unequipped to start and have no experience in the area. And so I'd love to ask if you, what kind of encouragement from the Lord did you receive to actually start this journey? Like, I, even as we talked before recording, you know, I said that I teased about moving to Nashville area and didn't think that was going to be an actuality or a reality in my life. And yet, you know, 4 years after I teased about it, it came to be. And so I'm curious of how it came from just teasing about it to the actual reality of creating Lily Jade, and what doors did the Lord open to say, yes, I want you to pursue this?
Yeah, there were definitely, along the way, had this idea, we did some kind of very basic market research. What's out there? Is this even a viable option? Would people buy this? Price point, trying to source material, just some basic, really, and then praying through the process the entire time. So many doors miraculously were opening along the way, and the entire time, literally just saying like, God, you know, please send confirmation. Mm-hmm. When we got up to the place of getting ready to launch, I really started to deal with a lot of, really, really struggled with a ton of fear. This was our life savings, what little nest egg we had. We had no experience. Mm-hmm. We had two little girls. We were homeschooling. Like, there were so many reasons to maybe not do it. Mm-hmm. And it felt like at the time, but still felt this prompting and this peace to like go for it. And I just asked the Lord, have mercy on me and please send me a very clear confirmation. And prayed that for probably 6 weeks straight, maybe 2 months. And one night I had a dream, and I've never really publicly talked about this ever, but never have I.
No.
But I had a dream that night, and my one of my biggest concerns was that I would kind of, Landon has always been such a, just a precious leader in our home, and a wise leader, a kind leader, someone that we can just get behind, me and the girls, and love to kind of like where he leads, we'll follow. Yeah. Really joyfully. It's been such a gift to me, actually. And so I didn't want anything to hurt that. I so valued and still do my marriage and our family that I was like, oh Lord, I don't want to be out of your will. What if this sends me to the right and sends him to the left? Like, oh, long to be in his perfect will. So I had a dream. And in this dream, we were at like a retreat kind of conference center. And I was walking down the path from the cabins that were kind of up top on a hill down to like the main conference center. And I'm walking down this path, and a guy, one of my favorite teachers actually, was right there with me. And I felt like that represented just like the father's leadership. But he was right there with me on this pathway. And so I'm talking to him, and we don't know how to get exactly to the main conference center. But I'm saying to him, you know, do we go left or right? And he would say, Megan, you know the way. You have everything that you need. And I would say, no, do we go to the left or to the right? And we'd get up to another fork in the road or another crossroads. And by the time we were kind of to the end of the climb from the hill down, my faith in my dream was growing. I could feel it. Like, I can do this. Like, God, you're speaking to me. You're using people. You've given me a map, because throughout kind of the journey and the dream, I had a map, and then we got to a gate and we couldn't get through this white gate. And he said, Megan, there was a lock on it. He said, you have the key to open the gate. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, I have the key. Mm-hmm. So I pull out the key and I'm able to open up the gate and walk in. And we're walking to the main conference center, and I see friends from high school and their parents, and they are here to see me and to hear me speak. Mm-hmm. And I go through the back door and I'm on a stage, and the curtains open, and there are friendly faces and people that I know, and I have a story to tell. Mm-hmm. And I woke up, and I mean, I knew that 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 I knew, not a doubt in my mind, that this was the way, this was the way we were to go, that God would give me everything that I needed and everything that our family needed along the way, and that at the end, I would have a story to tell. And so being able to recount his faithfulness along the way has always been so key for us, even with our kids. In the hard seasons, when you own your own business and you own an e-commerce brand, and you're sourcing your leather from New York and it's made in China overseas, there are a lot of things in between that can happen and go wrong and have gone wrong. And so the girls have really watched us kind of know where our help comes from, for sure. Yeah. And that has been a sweet gift as well. But that was a huge confirmation for me.
Hey everyone, if you're new to our show, you might not know that this podcast is part of our ministry, Splendor Magazine. Splendor is a biannual Christian women's magazine, but our focus doesn't just center around a certain niche, as other magazines might, but the content centers around the different passions that women have in order to help encourage, empower, and equip women to use those passions to glorify God and to make disciples in their field. We have articles that range from home and living to business to The Deborah Woman, where we have interviews with strong women of faith, and other articles such as our Ecclesia feature. By God's grace and goodness, we have actually sold out of our current fall issue, but our shop is still open to purchase one of our previous magazines. Each issue is designed with you in mind and with the theme that we believe is relevant to our everyday reader. To purchase one of our previous issues, go to splendormag.com/shop. That's splendeurmag.com/shop, and use code DIS10, that's DIS10, at checkout to get 10% off your order. Again, the link is splendormag.com/shop, and purchase your copy today. Don't forget your discount code. Now, let's get back to the show. Yeah. I want to talk more about your dream a little bit later, but I also want to discuss, because you said that things can go wrong. And I think that for any person who walks in their calling by God, that they're going to face some opposition, specifically from the enemy. And you can do that in different ways. Were there any kind of obstacles that the enemy put in the way to prevent you from pursuing this business or growing it? Or was there something that maybe you felt a little stressed out? I know that once I started Splendor Magazine, I was really excited at one point, and then, you know, something changed to where I experienced a little bit more anxiety than I usually do. And so I'm curious if there's, you know, anything that the enemy tried to put in your path to keep you from pursuing God's calling on your life.
Yeah, for sure. One of the main things that kind of was woven through this entire journey that I really had to overcome was like the imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
You know, I have no design or handbag experience. And so when you are talking to factories, you're in China, you're sourcing materials and hardware, they're talking to you technical terms and patterns and lingo that you just have no clue about. Mm-hmm. And you are rapidly trying to learn and provide the very best product for a whole community of women. Yeah. And so often it would just be like, you know, I'd feel the voice of the enemy just be like, Megan, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're talking about. You just be quiet. No, why are you doing this? Someone else could do this better. Which in some ways could all be true, but no, I had a story to tell. There was a call in my life, and I felt strongly that this step, the last 10 years, have been a journey of obedience unto the Lord. And so overcoming that in meetings, in decisions, in negotiations, kind of, it's more than finding your voice, because you're having to like learn a whole new, you know, my voice is me, mom, you know, mom, Megan Wood, daughter, wife of Landon. But this was a whole new career path. And then you have to kind of lead out in it. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So many times, I think Landon, for sure, he and I both kind of do different roles within our company, but he has had to overcome incredible hurdles and obstacles. Mm-hmm. I remember one time one of our biggest shipments, we had already had a bunch of bags on back order. This was after 2020, and one of our largest shipments we had ever purchased, we thought was being sent back from LA to China, that it wasn't going to clear customs. Mm-hmm. And there was a 24-hour period that we just cried out to the Lord as a family. We were on vacation in Florida and driving to Florida, actually. And we get to Louisiana and we get to the hotel, and of course the girls are like, everything okay? We're like, no. <It's not. laughs> And we need to pray. And so we did. And the next morning they were like, no, your shipment will clear customs. That was a misnomer. We don't know why that happened. You know, so many stories like that I could tell, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you ever expect to, that Lily Jade would be as big as it has become?
No, I never. I mean, when we started Lily Jade, I looked at Landon and said, this will be a great part-time gig for me. You know, like I just felt like I was homeschooling my girls at the time. And he had some other entrepreneurial ventures that he was really looking into and considering. And so it was like, okay, well, I'll do this over here. This will be a great kind of part-time income. And then within a year, it was like, no, it's like there was clearly a need.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, that also kind of proves to the point where some people grow very rapidly, others not as much, but the growth in itself shows that God has clearly, you know, called you to do this, even in helping equip you. I'm sure that you had to kind of learn on a faster curve than some others had to. So I'm curious if you have any advice for those who want to start something new in the similar way as you did with Lily Jade, but they just don't know like where to start. What would be some advice you'd give them?
You know, research where you can. Google is your friend. ChatGPT is your friend. Research where you can. Find mentors, people that may not even be in your same field. So you want to start a handbag company, but you don't know anyone in the handbag industry, but you know this great gal who sources coffee and owns a local coffee shop. Meet with her. Check out what she's doing. See what that looks like and feels like. And I always say, don't be discouraged by setbacks. Mm-hmm. We still face setbacks today. And I'm like, but this belongs to the Lord. So my life belongs to Jesus. Lily Jade belongs to the Lord. We won't do everything perfectly. It won't always fit like a perfect puzzle. You know, it's a choice that I have to make every day to be like, I choose to not be discouraged. Like, my hope is in you. And so that's huge, especially when you're starting something new and you're like, is it going to work? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. And you know, you're learning as you go. And so remembering that, like, I'm learning as I go, I don't know everything. So, yeah.
Well, I'll say that you have been, and you probably don't know this, but you've been such an inspiration to me. I remember having visited your house years ago when there was a middle school pool party, and I don't know who else was with me, but we ended up going into your office and seeing some of the bags and all that stuff. Yeah. I was just blown away, and I knew that you did that you started Lily Jade, but seeing that space, I was like, wow, this is legit. And it was just so cool to see just a wonderful woman of God pursuing this. And I had no idea that I would be on a similar journey. But I honestly do, you know, recall that time. And I think about you a lot and my own journey of starting this business with Splendor and thinking like, if she can do it and her desire is really to glorify God in this, then I know that I can. So I know that you've been an inspiration to me, but I also know that your daughters look up to you and your husband a lot, because, you know, Caroline, from what I've seen, has started designing her own bags. I've been following her, you, Lily Jade, all that on social media, and I'm like just so proud of her. I'm sure that you are like, you know, 10 times more proud as a mother to see her walking in your footsteps and being creative in that way. When did she start? Was she like, you know, did she show signs of interest in doing something like what you're doing at an early age? Or, you know, did you encourage her to do this? And how did that come about? And how have you helped her also to pursue her dreams?
Yeah. So, you know, Caroline and Madeline, they're 3.5 years apart. So there's a decent age gap as far as season of life. And so Caroline, though, sat in meetings with us from probably 6 or 7 on. Mm-hmm. So they homeschooled with us with a home teacher that came to the house so that we could work. And mainly, I did not want entrepreneurial orphans. I know that's a strong statement, but I did not want to pursue this company, build this business, and like leave my kids in the wake of it all. And so they, for a season, they had to homeschool with us. They're both now in a private school, but Caroline could speak the language early on, and she always had a sketchbook and a journal, and she would say things to me like, "Mom, you should change this," or "I don't really like that colorway," or she just started to speak her own language. Wow. And I was like, interesting. And met our factory, spent time in New York with us quite a bit, met our leather factory. And just, I took her sketches really seriously and thought, okay. And then we talked about a brand name and what would she want to do and why. And the last kind of, it's kind of hard. Like, you do a lot of behind the scenes. So you design handbags, you then have your factory, you know, create your collection. Mm-hmm. Then you receive your collection. Then you do photo shoots and photography. And so the launch, we said like last year was kind of like a soft launch, just kind of putting it out there. because her junior year last year, she's a senior this year, these have been the busiest years of high school. So she started this when like freshman and sophomore and things were a lot more chill and a lot less busy. And now we're like, okay, wow. So, especially this year, she's a singer songwriter. So she's been pursuing that. And, she has recorded quite a bit of music over the summer. And then that has been picked up by other producers and some really God stories that, I can't wait to be able to talk about. But, anyways, so it's been a remarkable journey watching her. I think probably my biggest thing is, watching both my girls. You know, Madeline is in sports and she's in middle school. And so, but they're both kind of entrepreneurial minded in their own ways. So Madeline is doing a Christmas festival at her school, and she and her daddy, ordered like a cotton candy machine. Landon's like, I can get it direct from China. I have enough time, you know? And like she's coming up with a name for her cotton candy business now. She is, you know, we always say Caroline is the creative one. Both the girls are, but she's older. And so she can really speak to like fashion and see what she likes and dislikes. Yeah. And then, you know, speak to the factory about that as well. And Madeline, we always say she's the boss. Like, we will all work for Madeline. She's brilliant. Both the girls are so smart. But no, I had no idea, Lydia, all that the girls were like absorbing over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, Caroline is a songwriter. She sat with now several producers and engineers and different significant people in the business that have heard her music recently. And again, doors just opening that are like, what's happening? But she told me the other night, she's like, I feel like I lived eight lives. Like, not because, you know, she just didn't do the traditional path, if you will. Yeah. She homeschooled and traveled and saw her parents grow a company and participated in it and gave feedback. And then, you know, other kids maybe playing basketball or volleyball in high school, and she's coming home and writing music and designing handbags and, you know, she's like just a different, and she's loved it. So, it's been sweet.
You know what sets the fall mood? Candles. Candles are my absolute favorite item to have around the house. Whenever I'm in a bad mood, I light a candle and instantly I feel a little bit more calm. Whenever it's raining, you know I'm gonna light a candle to match the ambiance. And when I'm reading, I light a candle. Well, you know I love supporting small businesses, and I recently became friends with the owner of Happy Little Flame, a cute and faith-driven candle business based in Libertyville, Illinois. Bex, the owner, has some wonderful fall candles right now, like the new Burning Leaves candle, and for our Gilmore girlies out there, she even has one called the Gilmore Book Club, which I am definitely going to buy for myself. These candles are 100% natural soy and coconut wax with 100% natural cotton and lead-free wicks, and are vegan, eco-friendly, non-toxic, and 100% free of additives, dyes, parabens, and flavonoids. Probably didn't even say that last word right. Her candles are the perfect addition to your home this fall, so don't wait. Go to happylittleflame.com today and enjoy 15% off your purchase when you sign up for their VIP email list. Also note, I'm not getting anything for promoting this business. I just want to help support small businesses because I believe in them and want others to know about them. So get to shopping and show your support. Again, that's happylittleflame.com. Happylittleflame.com. Now let's get back to the show. I can imagine that, you know, probably growing up in a family where you guys are pursuing dreams and all that stuff that's probably allowed her to be more bold in doing that. Because I guess I could say that for me, like I'm definitely a little bit more timid since my parents are not entrepreneurs. But I mean, all of us in our family are artistic in our own ways. So I do have a sister who pursued ballet professionally and all that stuff. But it's, I think for me, I definitely had a little bit more timidness, but Caroline, for as long as I've known her, and I only knew her personally for a couple of years, but she was very bold and confident in who she is. I can imagine that she's probably able to receive that from you and Landon. And I'm excited for what she's doing and for Madeline as well. I can totally see her as the boss of her own.
Oh yeah. She's great. She'll lead with great wisdom too. Madeline just is anchored in wisdom, and it's such a sweet gift to see at 14 for her. Mm-hmm. And then with Caroline, even now with college on the horizon, she's applying and being accepted. But even as parents, like, we hold that really loosely. Like, we, man, it's great if she goes to college, if she chooses a different route, you know, we're okay with that as well. And so just really providing, I always say stable freedom is like a term, or like stability, and then also the freedom to hear the Lord, to follow Him, to pursue what you feel like He's asked of you. So that conversation is consistent and very open.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Like I said, I cannot wait to see what they're going to do. But I want to talk about your dream again, because I think that what you were talking about in terms of having a story to tell, and that there are a lot of women that have surrounded you and that you recognize to be able to share that story, it kind of brings to mind back to, you know, from what I know of you and your family, and also what Lily Jade partners with. You have a lot of passion projects that you know, with Embrace Grace, you partner with them, and then you donate money towards those who want to adopt. So can you share about why you're passionate about both of those areas, and then what your vision or your hope or your dream in regards to Lily Jade supporting adoption and partnering with Embrace Grace?
Yeah. So my heart for adoption was birthed out of my own family. Mm-hmm. I would not have siblings apart from adoption. My parents were married and tried for many years to have children of their own, and they couldn't. And but the life-giving gift of adoption changed their family. And my mom always says, you know, I was the big surprise, and of course they love me and they're so grateful. But, you know, my mom and dad, after they adopted my older sister and my middle sister, their family felt very complete to them. Like, that was more than they could have ever dreamed or asked for, to have my sisters. So when I came along, literally as the big surprise, the flu bug that lasted for 4 months, it was like, wow, Lord, you know, this sweet gift of a family. Mm-hmm. It went from 0 to 3 kids in a span of a few short years. Mm-hmm. So I grew up with not knowing any other families that had adopted kids. I'm 46, so this is in the 70s and the 80s. And I was so proud of my family, and how we came to be a family. And so seeing that even in the motherhood space, that's what we work in, is in the motherhood space. And that families come to be in a variety of different ways. But we have our Adoption Mommy Monday, where the first Monday of every month, we highlight an adoptive family, and a mom gets to choose a bag of her choice. And that has always been super special to us. And then Embrace Grace is out of Dallas, and they are an organization. I actually have led Embrace Grace groups here in San Antonio, but they support women, single moms, who find themselves in an unplanned, unwanted, or unexpected pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And they host very large baby showers for them, covering all the practical needs for the mom. So the mom participates in the program, completes the program, and the final process are these just very practical yet honoring baby showers. Mm-hmm. And we believe at Lily Jade that every human life is sacred. Mm-hmm. So to be able to promote an organization that comes in not only for the baby, but for the mom.
Yeah.
It really literally physically showers her, but emotionally and spiritually and financially showers her and blesses her. I feel like, man, is there anything sweeter than that? Yeah. You know? So, yeah.
Did you, when you first had that dream, did you think that God would use Lily Jade for you to use that platform as a way to help shine light on adoption and, helping women who need help?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I didn't at the time. It was just a very much, here am I, Lord, send me. And then the Lord's response back to me was, you know, Megan, I have given you everything that you need and I will. And I've given you a roadmap and keys to unlock doors that feel closed. And so it was just more of that type of kind of broad stroked big picture. I've had to kind of get in there over the years and say, okay, Lord, what are you saying now? Who's on your heart? How do we support them, bless them, love them, serve them? So,
yeah. This wasn't in my prepared question list for you, but I was just thinking about, is there any kind of story that's brought to mind that has made a huge impact on you having started Lily Jade that that you can't believe was able to happen because you're a part of this?
Yeah, there's a picture that comes to mind. It was probably, we're in 2023. This was probably 2016-ish. Mm-hmm. But a woman tagged us on social media. She was in England and she had a beautiful head covering on, along with, her fully clothed robe that covered her clothes mm-hmm. on the inside, and her traditional religious garments were worn. And she tagged us carrying the Megan bag on her back. And I remember seeing that and just profoundly being moved to tears. I think I probably kind of wept and cried on and off for 24 hours. I'm not even exaggerating remotely. It moved me to such a degree because I thought, here I am. I felt like little old me, mom, San Antonio, Texas, trying to educate her kids, created handbags, knew nothing about this industry or business. And there's a woman of a different religious base and nationality in a different country. She is carrying a Lily J bag. She is doing her best to love and serve her family as well. Mm-hmm. She's following our social channels. She's hearing the message of hope that may be different than something that she's ever heard. Mm-hmm. My faith journey was touching her faith journey. And that picture was like, and back again, if that makes sense. And yeah. It's still to this day, I'll go back to it. I will stare at it. I will pray through it and just say, wow, Lord, to reach the nations of this earth, that the world would know you, that every person, you know, in every walk of life would hear your name, and that they would know that we are thankful that we remember them. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
That's incredible. It is really such a blessing to know you, Megan. I know we haven't seen each other in 4 years, but I am just truly honored that you are. I'm honored that God had placed you in my life for such a short season. You're such a joyful spirit, and I believe wholeheartedly that joy is emanating through Lily Jade. And so before we end, I wanted to ask, our podcast is called Dressed in Splendor, which is based off of the verse Luke 12:27. Our desire is to share testimonies for men and women in different fields and on different topics so that our listeners can learn how not to worry about tomorrow and trust that God is a plan for their lives. So in light of our conversation in regards to starting a new business, such as what you did, what advice can you give to our listeners and how they can be dressed in grander splendor than the wildflowers of the field?
Mm, That's a good word. All that. I, you know, I always say this, and my girls know it by heart. But our hope is not in horses and chariots. Our hope is in the name of the Lord. And, it is our desire that, all our life, we praise him with our life, with our daily, our day of gratitude, that we ask him for vision and that we seek wisdom to gain understanding. You know, a lot of people ask for wisdom. Yes. But like we ask for wisdom so that we can gain understanding when we read his word, when we walk with people, when we step out and do new things, when we are, you know, in the process of walking through seasons of unknown and sometimes seasons of valleys.
Yeah.
But our hope is in him, and it's his name that we will bring praise to and long to honor. And so I think I always say, like, my best, people are like, what's your best advice? I'm like, not to put your hope in the things around you. I mean, you can tell it back to the Lord. Lord, my hope is in you, even when you don't see it. We can recount his faithfulness and his goodness in the little things, and watch him, you know, come in and deliver and save and provide. So. Yes.
Amen. What a word. Thank you for sharing that. For those who would love to follow you and Lily Jade, could you share how, like, where they can find Lily Jade, your profiles, all that stuff?
Okay, great. Yeah, it's Lily Jade Co., L-I-L-Y Jade Co. on Instagram. And then it's Ruby Jade, my girls' brands, rubyjade.co. And then my personal Instagram, which I'd love for you to come and visit, is Megan E. Wood. And my website to our company is lily-jade.com. So come and check us out, and we'd love to meet you.
Yes, and we will make sure to put that in our show notes. But Megan, thank you so much. I am so honored to have you on the show.
Anytime, anytime. I love this. Thank you, Lydia, so much for having me, and can't wait to share about your magazine with our community, and super, super excited about all God's doing. So
thank you so much. And for the rest of y'all, tune in next time. We'll see you later.
Isn't it cool to see how even something like a diaper bag can make an impact on women halfway across the world? I also especially love how Megan's children have been able to be a part of the Lily Jade business, but also find the creative outlet to pursue other dreams and interests. I hope you were encouraged by our conversation, and if you think that it might be a blessing for someone in your life, please share. Our hope, as always with this podcast, is to help others feel encouraged and learn how to be dressed in grander splendor than the wildflowers of the field. Make sure to rate and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us on Instagram at Dressed in Splendor to know when our next episode drops. And if you want to give me a follow where you can find encouraging and the occasional silly content, you can find me on Instagram at The Lydia Summer. The music of the Dressed in Splendor podcast was produced by Jael Arekasi. Find him on Instagram at Sound of Pastel Kid for more of his work. That's Sound of Pastel, P-A-S-T-E-L Kid. Lastly, thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. May you be blessed as you continue on in your day, and may God be glorified through your work.